The Old Testament reading for this, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, comes from the prophet Jeremiah, the 15th chapter. O Lord, you know me. Remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revelers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone, because your hand was upon me, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. This is the word of the Lord. Fear the Lord, you his saints.
For those who fear him have nothing.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
But the Lord delivers them out of them all.
The epistle reading comes from Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 12th chapter. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, which serves as the text for our sermon this morning, comes to us according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, 2020. This year has been a burdensome year, to say the least. This year has brought about so much mental, emotional stress, physical stress in many ways. There's racial tension, political division, hatred and bile being spewed by both sides on the news at all times. Celebrities reprimanding you for the way you live and what you do. News outlets making sure that you are in a constant state of panic and fear, tuning in each and every morning to find out what's the next horror coming down the pipeline. Wildfires affecting loved ones in many parts of the world. The pandemic, the lockdown, the ensuing economic crash, the total disruption of our lives. School years canceled. Sporting events canceled. Camp Iodiseka canceled. And then of all things, a hurricane goes and hits Iowa, brings destruction, power outages, and financial ruin for many. And these are just some of the things that are affecting all of us. On top of all this, each of us also have personal things to deal with. We have personal relationships. We have sickness in our families. We have work stress. We have personal tragedies. All these things pile up upon us. All of it takes its toll. It grinds us down. It breaks us. Too many people feel hopeless. They despair that things will never, ever get better. Every day, it seems, like a new burden is laid upon our backs, and we just want a moment of reprieve. We just want to take a break, forget about our troubles, just get a little much-needed rest from all the garbage that's happening in our lives. And so, wisely, you came here today to be in God's Word, to hear the Scripture of our Lord, and receive the forgiveness of sins. You came here to God's holy house, and you came to listen to His Word for comfort, for reprieve, for a moment of peace. And what you hear instead is Jeremiah talking about how his being faithful to God brought him ridicule and sorrow, pain and suffering and isolation, as all those around him fight against him, and as he sits apart from all their sinful celebrations. You hear St. Paul telling you that you will be persecuted, and that you are to bless those who persecute you rather than curse them. You hear Jesus Christ himself telling you that to follow him, you must deny yourself and take up your cross. So much for a moment of peace and joy, right? Instead of laying down the burdens of 2020 for a while, you're instead told to take up your cross. Because that's what Christians are called to do. We are called to deny ourselves, deny our sinful urges, stop putting ourselves first, and heed the word of the Lord. We are called to take up our cross. And crosses, despite our jewelry, the pictures that we have, even the beautiful front piece here, crosses are not beautiful. Now, certainly, the cross of Jesus Christ is glorious. It is right for us to celebrate them. But his cross that he was crucified on, the crosses that we are called to bear, they are heavy. They are ugly. They are instruments of torture and death. They are meant to cause pain and humiliation and nothing else. That's what Jesus calls you to take up. To be a Christian means to bear that load, to carry the cross. It means that you will suffer in this world for your faith. Jeremiah says that the word of the Lord came to him and it changed his life. Like a wound that would not heal, like pain and suffering that would not go away. You, like Jeremiah, will sit alone. You will have to exercise great discipline and restraint in a world that offers so many wicked pleasures, so many ways that it says are good and right and that you should get with. The world is going to mock you. The world is going to try to beat you down.
The world will ridicule your faith, will tell you that you are a bigot for daring to hold to God's holy word, will tell you that you need to get with the times, that times have changed. They will accuse you of being on the wrong side of history, for whatever that trash phrase means. To bear your cross in this world is to suffer. To be a Christian is to suffer for your faith, because the world opposes the truth of God. And so Jesus calls you, as a Christian, to deny yourself and take up your cross. And too often, we think that that's what Christianity is all about. That that's the core of the Christian faith. Getting your life in order. Resisting temptation and sin. Taking constant beatdowns from the world. Being prim and proper and miserable while everybody else lives it up in sin. Yes, we are called to take up our personal crosses. We are called to suffer for the faith. We are called to sit apart from the world. But it's so much more than just that. Yes, to be a Christian means to suffer and take up your cross. But it also means to take up Jesus' cross. Not in that we help him carry it and do anything for our salvation, because we can't. His cross is a load that we could never bear. His cross is something that he alone could carry. We can't help. We have nothing to give. We are incapable. But we do take up the cross of Jesus Christ to proclaim it to the world. We hold it up as a banner, the standard that goes before us, and we proclaim it. We are Christians. We have been given the greatest gift imaginable. We sinners who deserved only eternal hell and punishment and condemnation, by the grace of God as a free gift, have been given eternal life in the sinless paradise of heaven. There is no greater change possible in the universe. We have been given the greatest gift ever. So let's quit acting like mournful victims and let's take our faith seriously. We have joy in salvation. We have been given the eternal victory that cannot be taken from us no matter how wicked this world might be. Why are we not shouting this from the rooftops each and every day? The eternal joy and glory of heaven is yours. Why are we cowering in our homes, hiding our faith away? People are going to hell because they don't know Jesus. And we sit back and we watch because we're embarrassed of our faith. We're worried that they might laugh at us. We're worried that we might offend them or make them feel bad if we talk to them about Jesus. We should take up the cross of Jesus Christ boldly and joyfully. We have been given not just the duty, but the joyous honor of bearing the cross of Jesus Christ in our lives, representing and proclaiming him to a world that is dying of sin. Look back to what Jeremiah said. Even as he laments the pain and suffering that he has in his life, he says, "Lord, my name is your name, and you are my joy. You are my salvation." He is not saying, "Man, I wish I never had this faith and never had to go through this." He is saying, "Lord, despite all this garbage that the world is dumping on me, you are my joy and nothing can take that from me." And the same is true of us. We Christians should not just be moping around sharing the gospel according to Eeyore. You have to deny yourself, you have to take up your cross, and someday things will get better, but not today. That's not the Christian faith. Jesus is with us right here, right now. Especially as Lutherans, we have this rich, vibrant, and joyful history. We have hundreds of years of standing firm in the Word of God. And as the world attacks and tries to break us down, it can't. It doesn't, it hasn't, and it won't. Because we are rooted in the scriptural truths spoken to us by the Creator of all things. There is nothing better than that. There is nothing more certain than that. And what it tells you is you are His. You are in His hands. You are His beloved child. You are saved freely by His blood. We have strong hymns, a thriving liturgy that is just dripping with God's word, proclaiming the eternal truths of Jesus Christ. And what do? We apologize for it. We say, oh, I'm sorry, those hymns are so hard to sing. Look at what they say. Look at what they give us and rejoice in it. Tell your friends and neighbors and enemies and anyone around you, come to church, hear the word of the Lord, receive the forgiveness of sins that He has given you, because there is no greater blessing in the world. We should be bold witnesses, living our Christian lives with joy, proudly showing forth the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Not living according to the world and taking up all its tawdry pleasures, but showing the world that His word protects us from so much disaster and garbage and pain and sorrow as we live by His word instead of the ways of the world. In short, even as we bear our crosses, even as we struggle in this world and suffer for our faith, we should loudly, proudly, joyfully also bear the cross of Jesus Christ in our lives as well. Because His cross, not ours, is the source of our salvation. His cross is the center of our faith. His cross is our victory. He died and He rose again to cleanse you completely of all of your sin, to forgive you of every transgression, to proclaim you 100% holy, innocent, and righteous in the eyes of God, so that you can enter into that perfect, sinless paradise of heaven. Jesus Christ, true God, humbled Himself to take on human flesh, to be born of the Virgin Mary, to walk this world facing the same temptations and frustrations and sorrows and pain and mockery that we ourselves face. He joined you in the waters of baptism, sanctifying them, making them holy, to make them that eternal washing of regeneration. He took upon Himself all of your sin. Every transgression, every wrongdoing in thought, word, and deed, whether you knew about it or not, every sin was laid upon Jesus, that spotless Lamb of God, and left you white as snow. He willingly suffered and died upon the cross to pay the penalty of your sin, to take away your guilt once and for all. He rose again from the dead for you, to pave the way for all those who would follow. All who look to Him in faith, we will rise again to new life, to be with Him forever. He nourishes you with His body and blood here at this altar, coming into your life to strengthen you for the challenges that He knows you will face and that He Himself will carry you through. He sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes for you, forgiving you, fending off the devil's assaults and accusations and saying, this one is mine. You cannot have him because they are my child. He is with you always, pouring His grace and His true presence into your life through His word and sacraments, guiding you, guarding you, and keeping you in this world of wickedness, death, and sin, proclaiming to you boldly and with no question that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is with you in times of joy and persecution. He is with you in your life, active and present, keeping you from so many dangers and assaults that you aren't even aware of. His word daily and richly brings to you the eternal victory of His cross, applying them to your life to give you joy and peace. And so instead of constantly bemoaning the crosses that we have to bear,
We should rejoice in the cross that He bore for us. We should rejoice in His glorious eternal cross that stands over the wrecks of time, never changing, never leaving us doubt. Because His cross, not yours, gives you not just hope, but the absolute guarantee of everlasting life in heaven. His cross, not yours, is where you look when you are in the pits of despair, wondering if you can possibly go on. His cross, not yours, is the source of your confidence and peace and joy while you carry your cross through life. Because His cross does not change. His cross is finished. His cross has been borne and has won the victory for you. Yes, to be a Christian means to deny yourself, to take up your cross, and to follow Jesus. It means to sit alone as the world revels in sin. It means to face the assumptions, accusations, and attacks of a world that despises your faith. It is not easy. It is hard, demanding work that requires real discipline, strength, and stamina. But to be a Christian also means to have the full joy of the cross of Jesus Christ comforting you while you bear your own cross. It is to have His strength in your life to give you the ability to bear that cross when you can't do it yourself. It means that you have been given the words of eternal life to share with all those around you, that you are given the divine honor of bearing the cross of Jesus Christ, not in shame, but as a badge of honor, proclaiming to the world, "I am a Christian, and listen to what I have to say." Bringing His cross into the lives of unbelievers so that they too can have the joy and peace that you have. To bear your cross in this world is difficult. But to bear the cross of Jesus Christ, to be marked by His blood and proclaim His glory to the world, there is no greater joy or honor to man. Because by the cross of Jesus Christ alone, by His empty tomb alone, you are forgiven of every one of your sins, and eternal life in heaven is yours. To God alone be all glory, now and forever. Amen.